Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host. Hello listeners, and welcome to episode 32, Totally Addicted to Stats. Wow, wow. I hope everyone is having a good holiday period, and that Christmas was all you want it to be, and New Year is also all you want it to be. I also hope that anyone else in the north of the UK is dry. I came back to Manchester yesterday and I was very pleased to see that my house was dry. People a couple of streets over, not so lucky. I hope everyone who listens is dry and continues to stay dry. And let's get on with the show. The year is coming to an end, so I decided to take a look over some of the stats for the show. I do it fairly obsessively anyway. It was nice to get a look of the year as a whole, well, not as a whole, but from May to now. All stats are correct as time of recording. Obviously, it'll have changed by the time this goes out, but this is pretty much as close I'm going to get to the end of the year to put an episode out with stats. Linked in the show notes will be a Google Sheet with all the data on if you're really interested in looking at. It breaks it down like by month, by day, as well as by episode and by week. And I thought I'd do a quick roundup here. The show hit over 2,000 total downloads, which is fantastic. Thank you very much, everyone. Episode 18 also got 130 odd downloads, which is the first episode and only episode to hit triple figures or triple digits when it comes to downloads. I also made an infographic, which is hard. Design is hard. I am not a designer. But I did a decent basic infographic with my favourite miscellaneous stats, which is linked. I think my favourite stat is that if you have listened to every single show apart from this one, you have listened to over 6 hours of Let's Talk About Tests. 6 hours of my voice. I mean, not just my voice, because I've had some interviews, but wow. I've also written 18,500 words on the blog, as well as all the words that I've cut out and edited and stuff. That's a lot, considering it's, what, 15-minute episodes, if that, every week. It really adds up. So yeah, in 33 weeks, not including this episode, it's 32 episodes, 2 interviews, and a whole lot of puns. As I said, there is a Google Sheet available with all the data if you're really interested. It just does downloads against various metrics. I can't actually tell if everyone's listened to all the episodes they've downloaded, but I'm going to assume the majority of them are, and so the data is kind of correct. Other exciting things that happened this year is stickers and business cards for the podcast have been made and arrived. There is a picture which I have put in the show notes, and I've already got one on my laptop, and they will be coming to meetups and conventions near you soon. Katie Corey, again, friend of the show, helped me out both with obviously the original design, and she also stepped up and did the design for the business cards and stickers specifically. So thank you so much for that once more. Please go check out her stuff because it's all great. And I also have exciting things looking forward into next year. The first episode of the year, which is going out next week, is an interview with Amy Newton, who is a head of testing practice at a recruitment agency, and she helps out with Manchester Tester Gatherer and Liverpool Tester Gatherer. It is a great interview. I'm looking forward to bringing you that. The week after that, which is the following Thursday, is the next Manchester Testers Meetup. It's about network visualization, which is something I know nothing about at all. So looking forward to going to that and seeing people again. I still need to book a place for Test Bash, which is in March, and as always, I'm still taking donations if you want to help me crowdfund my way to that. There are links in the sidebar of the website. My long-term plan for this year is to start dipping my toes in the automation waters. I'm going to start with Selenium WebDriver, as I do most work with websites, and I'm going to go from there. So I'm sure I will have a few episodes on the troubles and successes I'm having with that. And I also need to read up more, both kind of from a blog point of view and books on testing methodologies, and just getting the formalised process down, like even towards exploratory testing. Just I've learned so much in the past year and I've learned on the job. It'd be nice to get a bit more foundation in, so I've got a few things bookmarked and ready to go, and I'm going to take some time to start reading up on that. And just around things like session-based test management and things like that. Essentially, my plan for 2016 is to learn more and be more places. So we'll see how that goes. As always, I'm on the lookout for people that want to collaborate. If you want to come be on the show, or if you want to hear me talk about something in particular, or if you want to respond to anything that I've said, do please get in touch. All details are on the website letstalkabouttests.xyz. And I'm going to wrap it up here. I hope you all have a wonderful new year. Thank you so much for making 2015 such a great year for me. And I will see you all on the other side. Bye.